This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Okay, so somebody just texted in, and it's a legitimate question I get all the time, and it's from Jim in Crestwood. Wouldn't SLU be better off in the Missouri Valley, plus much less travel? Okay, here's my response as a guy who has had three kids play in the Valley and love the Valley and every part of it. The Valley gets one team in. The Atlantic 10 gets three in every year. Mm-hmm. So you tell me. I mean, I get there's advantages because of the proximity. There'll probably be better rivalries. But if one conference gets three in. And
listen, here's what it is. And you guys all agree with me here. If you were watching on camera during the break, you know.
The camera hasn't worked in 5 months.
No, sorry.
Do we still have a camera?
I didn't know we still have that.
That's a speaker, okay?
You know, it's just the interest level, the intrigue of not playing big name schools. Like, it's hard to be big name or hard to be big at the college basketball level if you're not playing big name. It's like you look at all these schools that you grew up watching that you identify as big time college basketball programs. They're traditionally in big time conferences and they've got rivalries against other big time schools. That's the biggest disadvantage that SLU is dealing with. And
well, why not be Gonzaga then?
Hold on. If you're a fringe, Gonzaga goes to the Sweet 16 every year.
Yeah,
okay?
No, but why not be Gonzaga?
Why not be that? Okay,
yeah.
Well, then
you're not going to be a great conference.
When SLU's Gonzaga, you come back and
no,
tell
I'm not
me when
saying
they
are,
Gonzaga.
But that's what you strive for.
Okay.
You're a Jesuit school in a big city where you're not in
but
a power
not,
conference,
but they're not.
But you could become a
but
power.
But they make the tournament once every, like, 10 years, right?
I'm not.
So,
are you?
So that's what I'm saying.
Do you need Q-tips?
No. So listen. So let me just finish my thought. So it is what it is. So you want to really get into it. They've got some players. They got a big name coach and whatever. But when you look at the schedule, there's nothing that says to you, "Wow, I got to get down and
well,
watch that game."
Years ago, there was rumor that they were going to try to start a conference with all the Catholic schools from the East Coast,
correct?
Georgetown, people like that, Butler's, put the DePauls in there. That would be the type of conference.
That would,
if you beat those teams,
conference,
even though Georgetown is not the Georgetown of old, when you beat teams like that, then we'll stand up
conference
and pay attention.
Conference USA. There was interest. I mean, you had Bob Huggins. You had Cincinnati there. You had some.
But conferences like that are never coming back.
They're not. But I'm just saying when SLU played in that
Louisville
conference.
Louisville was in that. They're going back to
but
a
I'm
conference
saying
like
what
that.
I'm saying is when SLU played in that conference.
But you had some name schools
you,
in there.
It gave
at least
you a big-time college basketball field.
With Louisville.
With Louisville.
Oh, that was tremendous.
And with Cincinnati. You know, and you know, SLU has some.
DePaul was good.
And SLU has some good teams, man. So it was.
The old Ray Meyer.
So now you're just kind of missing that. And I think it puts SLU at a disadvantage. And I think if you're a realist out there, you would agree with me.
Well,
don't tell me you're excited about
Frank,
the Canadian these schools.
I would rather watch a great high school basketball game than go watch SLU.
I'll tell you what, Charlie.
I'm serious.
If you went tonight and saw 10,000 and you see guys like Jordan Goodwin from St. Louis.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going tonight.
You should.
I'm going to go tonight.
I'll be there as well.
Hey.
You know what?
I'll be there in shape tonight as a fan. I'm not for sure. I gave the credit card, you know, because they're so expensive, to my girlfriend, and so she ordered the tickets. And
You should have talked to me.
I'm going to, but, you know.
Text her now. See if you bought them.
Okay.
I'll see what we can do here.
There's some reason.
I want to help you
tonight
out.
Tonight would be, and I would go tonight.
I don't have a ticket, but I'm
but
going.
We had a snowstorm last week, so my daughter's birthday party was canceled, so now it's tonight. We've got 10
8-year-old girls coming to the school. Give us the next coach at SLU when Travis has these back-to-back.
Sit back.
Yeah.
25 wins.
Can you get him an ice pack?
Can we take your pulse?
Yes.
It'll be Blake Ahern. And he wants, sources, I got people on my staff who are very, very close to him. He has indicated two people on my staff that he wants to come back home. His wife wants to come back home, and he wants to coach closer to home, and he would love that job if it ever became available. And when you look at where he's at as a coach, his track record, and where he continues to go, for me, if I was conducting a search, he would be the first name that I look at, and he will be the next head coach of St. Louis University.
You want to be listening to this show the day that's announced.
Correct.
Frank would be all over that.
So I'm just telling you, because now, see, Blake now is on my staff. And
he was on our staff first.
People,
yeah.
People,
back
people,
off. Tech back off.
Pretty
regularly. No, no, no.
Cut the grass.
Because I'm tied in with the family now. So the family has, you know, and I got people close to the family who are on the staff now. So that's just what the feeling is there, you know, sitting around having some eggnog around Christmas time. And so, you know, we'll see how it all plays out. Right now he's coaching in the G League with the Austin Spurs, won the championship last year. He's,
Coach of the year, too.
He's 34 years of age. He reminds me a lot of Quinn Snyder, to be honest with you, although Quinn was a big-time college basketball coach before he went to the G League.
Quinn was slick, though.
He was slick. But this guy is an up-and-comer. He's a rising star, and he's going to be able to pick and choose which direction he wants to take his coaching career in. And the reality is, according to my staff, he wants to come as close to home as possible. He'd love that SLU job.
He would be great. I'm wondering if when the time comes, if
he won't have a job.
Could Chris May hire the guy with no college basketball coaching experience? But I think he would be great at it. That's number one. Number two is, will the Spurs continue to promote? And, you know, you get more years in that league. You get to that pension. I think last year he really thought that he was going to be on the Spurs bench this season because they had an opening. He was the G League Coach of the Year. He thought he was going to be one of those guys on the bench, and it didn't work out.
And
so
then Pop may retire at the end of the year, too.
Do you think the Spurs would be the first team in the NBA to hire a woman as a head coach?
Yeah, Becky Hammon.
Yeah. She's a hell of a coach.
That's what I think
she
could happen.
She would be really good.
And Pop likes her.
Well, she would own you, Frank, if you were she was your coach. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You would.
She'd have you cross over. He'd break his ankles.
She'd break his ankles, yeah, man.
Could you go to the hospital quick?
Wow.
Man, right. So I'm just telling you, that's just a little buzz for you.
So this is going to be one of those Andy eight-year predictions. Blue's going to win the Stanley Cup in 8 years. Mm-hmm. Blake Ahern will be the SLU coach in 8 years.
No, okay. I believe that.
Which one?
Ahern. I believe that.
Not Ahern, but Ahorn. Ahorn is like
no,
his sister's cousin.
Ahorn.
Ahorn.
I didn't say Ahorn.
Oh, I believe that Ahorn. Spectrum.
What was
that noise?
Wait, what is wrong with you?
What was that?
You look a little rat, a little pack rat.
That was your old man voice. No, so you like that though?
Yeah, I think it's a good thought. All right. It's very good.
It's a very good thought. Whatever his name is.
Yeah, Ahern. You can say it.
You heard.
Andy's staff is coming over for the birthday party tonight.
Okay.
This may be from
Can we show up? Are we invited to?
You guys are more than welcome to come.
What are you doing here on this birthday party? How are you making it special?
Well, you know.
Better hurry up.
They're all coming over to your house, right?
They're all coming
over. Pizza and cake?
Pizza, cake, movie.
From where? Pizza from where? This might determine if I show up.
How many kids are coming?
I think 12.
Really?
8-year-olds.
Oh, that's going to be running around the house.
Yeah.
Can't tell them to be quiet.
I know, man. It's going to be, it'll be fun. But nobody's sleeping over. They call it a sleep under.
Oh, wait a minute. Nobody's going to sleep over? Why not?
Well, they could have, but I don't know.
I brought a kangaroo.
Andy's
going to
ask them all to leave.
Yeah, what time are you kicking them out, Rick?
9.
He's got to skate the next morning at 6.
How old is your daughter? The party for?
She's turning 8.
My daughter's 8th and 9th birthday party, I brought her live kangaroo to the party.
You did?
Yep.
Wow.
I mean, I worked at kangaroo, had a live
you got
kangaroo.
A live kangaroo?
Well, wallaby.
It seems illegal.
Well, Charlie, you outdid me.
What are you going to have? A horse?
It's like a panda theme, though, but they're not real pandas.
All right, a couple of quick NBA thoughts, Chuck. Brad Beal going berserk since John Wall left.
Oh, my goodness.
Also rumored in trade deals. The latest is Miami. That came across last night.
The early trade was L.A.
Yeah, which that'd be perfect. He would be the absolute perfect player for LeBron James.
Perfect. And they need it.
Who, Brad Beal?
Yeah, it'd be perfect. Better shooter now. Now we find out the true Brad Beal we saw.
Ball in his hands at all times.
And they never got along as players, as a tandem on the court anyway.
Charlie, can I ask you a question about LeBron James? Because he called the owners in the National Football League slave owners, correct?
Right.
Okay. And then Jewish money, maybe he said.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That came from a rap song. He didn't particularly say that. He said he used the words from a rap song.
Well, that's
so let's not say he said that.
Okay, well then that's like the
That's
like the
that came from
White
a word
White
from
Sox
a rap song.
Relief pitcher Allen. When they make, you know, they find these tweets from like 30 years ago, and it's from a rap song, too. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make it right. Okay.
Oh, he didn't say it?
Anyway, so he referred to the NFL owners as slave owners. Now, last weekend, if I'm not mistaken, he was on the sideline at an NFL game. No. Now, what is he doing at an NFL game supporting?
Master lets you on the field
what
sometimes.
What he believes
Master
are a
lets
bunch
you
of
on
slave
the field
owners.
Sometimes. He knows how to. He says the owners act like they own the players. So he came to the game. So what?
That is a hypocrite, man.
Well, he's a hypocrite. He can come to the game.
Hypocrite.
He can come to the game.
And who'd the Rams play, by the way?
Last week?
Oh, the Cowboys. So he's a Cowboys fan, and he was in the
Rams.
He was in the Rams locker room.
Is he a Cowboys fan?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Who was he rooting for in that game?
The Cowboys, but he was in the Rams locker room.
I saw him walk on the field. There was a lot of celebrities at that game, which is always
first time they come to the game.
Yeah,
you
think you would have come to St. Louis? No.
Well, he doesn't live here.
But no, if the Rams were in St. Louis, you think we get a lot of celebrities?
He played for the St. Louis NBA team.
Yeah.
Today,
so. You think maybe
if he played for the Blues or something? Yeah, he'd probably come to the game.
Oh, those are big time celebrities too. The Blues. Whoop de wop wop.
He just loves our town, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
Folks, we'll take your text if you want to.
They shop at Lululemon too.
Andy, go over it one more time.
We have a GoFundMe account to try to get Charlie out of town to have him move to Florida.
How much would you contribute? 855-282.
We need to raise our total. We're looking for $100,000.
And you get 10%.
I get 10% of that.
I think it's some people that want me out of town, period.
Well, that's why we have the GoFundMe account.
All right, you guys are good for another segment. We'll take a short time out.